We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Russ.
Hi, Rob.
Good morning. A thrilling game between the Spiders and Blue Hens on Saturday. You guys come out on top 21-13 as you've had some time to process it. Just what impressed you about the way your guys played?
Well, I mean, we were very fortunate to win that game. You know, it was in the second half, they were wearing us down pretty good. I wasn't sure if we could get a stop. You know, they make the decision to go for it on fourth down. Probably I would have made that same decision if you'd seen how they were running the ball on us. And fortunately, we had a guy get through there and get him on the ground. And then, you know, big fourth down pass to Jerry Garcia and then make a field goal. Very similar to our loss to Elon. You know, I made the decision to go for it down there, and Elon hit a big pass play and got down there and kicked the field goal and sent it to overtime and beat us. So, you know, we're 1-1 in those types of games right now, and very fortunate. Delaware has an excellent football team, and you know, they can play with anybody in the country. I truly believe that, and you know, we're just so fortunate to get out of that one with a win. I can't express it any more than that.
Couple of questions for you. The first from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thank you, Rob. Coach Huseman, you mentioned the Elon and Delaware games. Another common denominator was the importance of the kicking game. I wonder if you will keep Jake Larson as your primary kicker now, or you continue to share that responsibility depending on the distance of the kick. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll make those decisions based on the distance, John. You know, I think Andrew Lopez has earned the right to kick field goals in games. He's made some big ones for us. So I'm going to continue to let him kick extra points and then short field goals. And then Jake can kick the, you know, the 45 yarders and kick off for us. And, you know, it just keeps them both in the game. They both earned the right to be out there. And I know that's pretty weird to use two kickers, but you know, it's you know, you play with, you know, two deep in defensive line, and you play with a couple running backs, and so we'll keep it that way, and both those guys are really good with it.
May I follow up by asking about the time sharing at wide receiver in terms of just the balance in the catches? It's very unusual that a team would have three or four or five guys so close in receptions. Does that surprise you?
No, I think, you know, just seeing what Billy has done in the past, you know, it spreads it around. You know, you want to get the ball to the open guy, and Reese has done that for the most part this year. And, you know, if Jake Harris is open, that's who he's going to throw it to. And, you know, we never go in and say, hey, we got to identify this guy to make sure he gets 12 catches. It's basically go out there and put a game plan together, and whoever's open and what we see is who's going to get the ball. But, you know, we got, you know, three guys with a ton of catches. I don't know how many Nick DeGennaro's got now, but I think he had a really good game against Delaware. And so, I mean, I think we probably got four that, you know, have quite a few catches for us.
Hey, lastly, Josiah Williams for Saturday, thumbs up, thumbs down?
Don't know. He's at the doctor today. We'll see. We're hoping we can get him back, but I'll know more this afternoon.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Russ, your next question from David Teo. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rob. Russ, the last team to limit William and Mary to fewer than 20 points was the Spiders a year ago. How did you do it then, and what are your impressions of that offense this season?
Well, it's the most physical offense by far of anybody in our league and maybe anybody in the country. They are physical. They run downhill. They break tackles. They know what they want to do offensively. They're hard to defend. And then with that, you got a mobile quarterback. And they can take shots off the play action. It really makes it tough to defend them. But I guess, yeah, we held them last year. I'm not real sure We played really good in the first half, obviously, in that game last year. Not so good in the second half, but, you know, it'll be tough. I mean, they got an excellent football team.
And then the fourth and four play you alluded to that you converted, what exactly did you have dialed up, and did you ever imagine it would break the way it did?
No. You know, that was a pretty gutsy call, you know, because most of the time you go to the sticks, try to get the first down. And I'm not real sure, but I know the guy that I'm not real sure because, you know, I'm not in their defensive room, but the person that had him, he froze just a little bit thinking, I think he was going to the sticks. And by that time, Jerry Garcia, who runs pretty good, got in behind him. And, you know, that's kind of what happened there. And, you know, we didn't have anybody. We took everybody deep on that one. And, you know, if nobody was open, he probably would have had to check down on the back. But, you know, it was a great play call. And, you know, Jerry runs really well. And you made the play when he had to.
When you hear that call in your headset, what's going through your mind?
I have no idea what any of the calls mean, to be honest with you. The only communication that I have is whether we're going to go for it on fourth down, you know, slow the game, you know, use the clock or speed, whatever it is. But when he calls a play, I have no idea what it means. So I didn't know what the play call was. I just knew we needed the first down.
Russ, defensively, you guys held Delaware scoreless through the first three quarters. Now nobody has done that all year long. Marlon Lewis, one of the guys that had a big day, but what did you like about the way those guys play, especially for the first three quarters?
Yeah, Marlon had a great game. Thank goodness we had him back. You know, he was really good, and we needed him. We had the week prior, we had just really two defensive ends and then a third guy that got a couple snaps. And this week we played with two defensive tackles and then sprinkled Jeremiah Grant in there some. So we were, patching it up pretty good there. And our guys, you know, you can't tell a defensive lineman to play 78 plays, which we did in that game. And, the only way we stopped that fourth down play, it wasn't like we stoned them. We stopped it because Jeremiah Grant kind of squeezed through there and won underneath and got on the legs. That was it, because there was probably a pretty gaping hole there too, you know, to put that thing away. So, I mean, you know, Delaware very easily could have won that game. I know it's tough right now, and you know, you can second guess yourself all the time. But again, I'd have probably done the same thing.
Got a follow up from Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Russ, you mentioned that William and Mary might be the most physical offense you'll encounter, or definitely that you'll encounter. Is that all rooted up front in the offensive line?
Yeah, they're really good up front. I know they lost last year. They were incredible up front offensively. I mean, they had experience. They were really good. And I think they graduated a few guys and they just plugged new pieces in there. I mean, they're rushing for 277 a game, and that's, you know, you think of a triple option team doing that, and they're just, you know, they're just running basic stretch play and, you know, a little bit of option stuff, and they're hard to defend. But it starts with the offensive line. You know, they're coached up really well. You don't see mistakes. You don't see people on the wrong guy. You don't see a whole lot of negative yardage plays. So it's they're doing an excellent job there up front.
That's your next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, I wanted to ask your experience in this rivalry in different capacities, do you have any sort of memories from this that really kind of stand out the most in your mind?
Oh, I've been involved in this one a lot on both sides. I couldn't even tell you how many how many games. It's got to be in the 20s for sure. And got a lot of, you know, a lot of great memories. Obviously, you know, beating them the year we won the national championship. And I remember that one vividly because that was an overtime game. And if we don't win that game, we don't go to the playoffs. And they ran a little high play by the tight end in overtime. And he was open and he underthrew it or would have been a touchdown. So I remember that. I remember at halftime in the game, they brought Curtis Jefferson in and they ran a triple option against us in the second half and wore us out. I don't even know if they had a first down in the first half. They hung in there until the second half where we couldn't make any kind of adjustments. And I remember that one vividly. You know, just a lot of them. And they're great games. I mean, it's an unbelievable rivalry. You know, that they're our biggest rival. We're their biggest rival. Yeah, it's not even close. They know it. We know it. So the records mean nothing. It's always a tremendous football game.
You got a follow up from David? Hey.
No, I'm sorry, Bob. I'm good.
Okay, you're good. Okay, Russ, thanks so much for the time here this morning, and hopefully we talk again next week.
All right, see you guys.
All right, thanks.